Dear students, welcome to fifth podcast information session for research design and methods. My name is Dr. Junior Masawadara Ngora Mayiti. I'm your primary lecturer for both doctoral and master's research proposal modules. That is DP Edu 01 and MP Edu 91 respectively. Students, remember that this far you have reviewed literature pertinent to your proposed study, read textbooks, journals, research reports, and so on. We have by now identified an existing gap in the research pertinent to your study, and then have specified your research problem and developed the statement of the problem. Based on this, you will finalize the topic of your research. In addition, you have now developed your research questions, or developed the hypothesis, or both research questions and hypothesis. You have developed research aims and objectives. You have stated rationale and the contribution your intended study will make in your discipline. You have indicated the scope of your study and even given explanations to certain terms and concepts you will use in your study. In short, you have given introduction and background to your proposed study. The purpose of this podcast is to guide you in identifying and selecting relevant research design and methods for your proposed study. This section, research design and methods, is sometimes referred to as research methodology. The aim of this section of a proposal is to indicate how the inquiry will be approached to show the specific design and methods that will be used and how these have a reasonable chance of answering the research questions asked. Thus, this section has to demonstrate clearly and specifically the nature of the links between the central questions of the research and the methods proposed to research these questions. The methodology section first describes the population from which you plan to sample and all relevant sampling considerations. It describes the general research design you plan to use, either historical, participant, observer, correlational, ethnography, focus groups, document analysis, experimental designs, and so on. Include a statement suggesting which data analysis methods you propose to use, crowded theory, ANOVA, multiple regression, etc., etc. Ensure that your design is consistent with your stated research question and or your hypothesis. For instance, if you're interested in exploring some phenomenon in depth using quantitative methods, your research will have to be stated in consistency with qualitative approach. On the other hand, if you want to explore group differences, your research question and hypothesis should be written in the appropriate language of content. Third, you should describe all the variables or measures you plan on studying. And lastly, spell out the actual steps or procedures you will take to collect, process, analyze data, and present research results. Now, what is the difference between research design and research methods? Research design is the structure within which research is conducted. It constitutes the plan for the collection and analysis of data. You need to work out who or what, that is the participants you are going to access for information, and how, that is the methods you are going to collect or obtain this information. Research methods, on the other hand, indicates the specific methods that will be used for data collection, data interpretation, and presentation in the proposed study. This aspect of a proposal should be specific and concrete, even if it is understood that some plans may change once the inquiry is underway. What is data collection? Data collection specifically gives a detailed indication about who, what, when, where, how many participants, how many observations, how many interviews, how frequent will the observations be, how frequent will the interviews be, and so on. What is data analysis? Data analysis indicates how data collected will be carefully recorded. You need to state what and who you are going to do with this data. That is how data will be coded and analyzed. What are the main approaches in undertaking research? There are mainly two approaches to investigations in educational research. These are qualitative and quantitative approaches. In the former, we use words to describe the outcomes, and in the latter, we use numbers. Qualitative research methods, which are they? They are action research, case study, and ethnography. Action research aims to contribute both to the practical concerns of people in an immediate problematic situation and to the goals of social science by joint collaboration within a mutually acceptable ethical framework. Case studies. Case study is an empirical inquiry that investigates a contemporary phenomenon within its real context. And lastly, ethnography. The researcher here immerses oneself in the life of people one studies and seeks to place the phenomena studied in its social and cultural context. Quantitative research methods. This includes surveys, laboratory experiments, questionnaires, questionnaires, etc. What do I then do with the raw data that I have collected? Data has to be analyzed and results have to be interpreted. That is data analysis and interpretation. The proposal at this stage should indicate how then you plan to go about analyzing the collected data and indicate from what point of view or theoretical perspective the data will be interpreted. Let's recap. In this podcast, I explained the difference between research design and research methods. I explained the different approaches to research, that is qualitative and quantitative, and that each has got its own methods. I've explained data collection, data coding, and data analysis. Students, I trust that you have found this podcast series helpful in planning to do research, design, and methods of your proposed study. Your comments and questions and reflections for this podcast should be posted in your blog on either MP891 or DP801 module sites, respectively, on my Unisa. The next podcast series will be on qualities of a good research proposal. Thank you.